Hello?
Welcome back, Phil.
Hey, thanks, man.
Okay. I'm going to do a five-second pause, and then I'm going to ask you the first question.
Okay.
Please tell me your name, where you live, and whether you attended the Woodstock 1969 concert.
Phil Gardner, live in Long Island, New York, and I did attend the 1969 Woodstock concert.
How old were you when you heard about Woodstock? Where were you living? What were you doing at this time? How did you hear about Woodstock? Why did you decide to attend? How did you get there? Did you go by yourself or with others?
I was 15 when I first heard about it. I heard about it actually through an advertisement in some periodical. I was in high school, 11th grade, and some friends of mine and I actually mailed away and purchased tickets. And we were 16 by the time we actually went to Woodstock.
How long were you at Woodstock? Can you describe the setting and the ambiance? Did anything surprise or shock you? Where did you eat? Where did you sleep? How did you pass the time? Did you know anyone else there? What else do you remember?
There were four of us that that decided to go as a group. We hitchhiked in groups of two from Long Island, New York, up to upstate New York. It's probably about a four-hour hitchhike. It was, okay, so trying to think of the questions and how you would ask them to me.
Can you describe the setting and the ambiance?
Okay, so we actually left for Woodstock a couple of days early. So we arrived 2 days early at Woodstock, and it was already very populated and very exciting and quite a lot of music. And even getting into Woodstock 2 days early, the roads were jammed, and we eventually left a car that had hitchhiked. We had been last picked up in and walked the remaining way and then walked over the gate, over the fence to get in, didn't need our tickets. My memory of the way it looked and the feel of the event was very similar to the way it ends up being portrayed currently in the media. It's just the colors, the sounds, the excitement. We ended up initially pitching a tent in a spot where a day or two later the hog farm pulled in with their painted bus right next to us, so we were in that section of the event. And actually, I ended up in the movie with a full head shot in the food line that the hog farm was running during the event, serving breakfast.
Where did you sleep? How did you pass the time?
As I said, we pitched a tent and immediately left the tent. And my recollection of the event was that I just started walking, said goodbye to my friend, and just started exploring and walking around and just kind of continued walking for 3 days. I don't really recall getting back to that tent for at least 2 days. And I didn't see my friend for another couple of days. Actually ran into him accidentally in the middle of the crowd during some music event being played. Just walked past him and happened to sit with him for a few minutes, listened to a song or two, and then said, okay. And I just got up and started journeying further.
What, talking to people, meeting people? Did you have any plan in mind? Just wandering around, so to speak, or?
Yeah, it was just a total. There was no plan in mind. Didn't really know. I don't think anybody really knew what to expect. And I think everybody was probably about as amazed as myself at what occurred, you know, what we were seeing and what was happening.
Were there a lot of people, or a huge number of people, or how do you remember it?
Yeah, even 2 days early, there were a huge number of people. And, of course, during the event, it was just totally a mobbed scene, although one could, as I did, travel on and walk through little bits of woods and onto the lake where everyone was swimming, or, you know, into the back area where the medical center was. There were various places to get out of the deepest part of the crowd, but there were tremendous numbers of people in full regalia of all colors.
Mm-hmm. Did you, besides the friend that you went with, did you know anyone else there?
Well, we had planned to meet up with two other high school friends. I don't recall if we ever saw them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the music or any of the acts that performed?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, very little to none. Yeah. It was kind of in the background and just wasn't as amazing as it is in retrospect. It was something I was hardly interested in at the moment, far more interested in the whole social and the whole scene that I was involved in and witnessing.
Mm-hmm. Now, 44 years after Woodstock, what do you think about it now? Did Woodstock influence your life in any way? What is the meaning or the importance of Woodstock, do you think?
Well,
have you met others who attended Woodstock? And if so, what is their take?
Yeah. Let me conclude my visit at Woodstock with the fact that I actually ended up leaving a day early and was so exhausted and wiped out that I remember my dad always reminds me that I came home saying, "Oh, it was terrible. I had a terrible time. Such a headache." So in retrospect, it took some time after that to really understand, you know, to remember all the good in it.
Mm-hmm. Did it influence your life in any way?
I'm not sure that, you know, I'm very glad to have been there. It's, you know, as with any historical event, it really was a historical event. I don't know how in what ways having been so clearly in the movie, my entire high school was kind of changed my status at high school immediately, which was kind of an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you met others who attended Woodstock in the last 40 some years?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is their reaction looking back, do you think?
Well, the most recent friend that I spoke with about it, he was much more in tune to the music, and is you know, has memories along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to him, "Geez, if you were at Woodstock and you remember it, you weren't there."
Okay, the final question today in 2013. Where do you live? What has been your life's work? And do you think there'll ever be another Woodstock?
Okay. I live back on Long Island. I've been away for years, but I'm back in New York. I spent time as a diesel mechanic and 6 years on a farm. Took 10 years getting my bachelor's degree, another 10 years getting my master's degree. I've been a construction contract administrator for the federal government for 25 or 30 years, and that's my life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think there'll be another Woodstock? There'll certainly be other music events. Hopefully there'll be other events of as important a social impact, our Woodstock has only limited meaning to this following my daughter's generation. It's almost an annoyance to them at best. Hopefully they will have an experience as positive and as meaningful to their world.
Phil, that concludes our interview, and I really appreciate you your thoughts on this Woodstock 1969, and I look forward to its publication in Syndic Literary Journal in June of 2013.
Okay, thank you, Leroy. I hope to help get some information so I'll know when it's available to view.
I will keep you posted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.